Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming right here off of Buford Highway.
Large Marge just rolled in. Our buddy is like the mayor of the bar, and we were just talking. His nephew's with him, and we were just debating the Braves situation you and I were just talking about on the air.
Yeah, man.
And they feel it's also time for bold action.
Well, that's the thing. And look, if I felt like, and Mike feels differently because he's seen enough right now where this team is, and – I'm okay with that. I just don't feel like we've hit rock bottom, and that's why this is the most important month of the season.
Right.
Between now and where we're sitting in July 15th, All-Star Games is here this year. Guys, that's the other part about this. We hadn't even talked about this. There have been years, like 22, where we're dominating, and we could easily send 8, 9, 10 guys to the All-Star Game. How many true All-Stars are on this team right now? How many? The game is going to be played here.
Right. We're not going to have an All-Star technically.
They'll have one, but probably.
Yeah, you'll have somebody because you're the host. To your point,
correct.
You're the host. Maybe it's if Sale wins a few more games between now and the break.
More than likely Sale.
But it's just, yeah, I mean, you know, Ronald doesn't have the at-bats right now. I mean, Ozzie's is slowly – and Matt Olson's not getting the RBIs. Again, people have to be on base for him to get there. He's up to 240 now, and the OPS is what matters more than the average. I get that. But, yeah, Austin Riley struggled with the glove. Ozuna as a DH, perhaps. I mean, you're right. You're right at the top here. You can't even come up with an all-star. And we could usually come up with three
easy,
or four.
Easy.
Before we even get to the pitchers.
But it has to do with the way that we're playing. And, you know, a lot of this is that everybody around the league recognizes we're not playing up to our potential right now. But back to what I was saying about just, you know, getting to this next month, these next 30 days, is really going to depend on how I feel moving forward with the big decisions that are going to need to be made. And I'm talking beyond the trade deadline. Mike's talking about right now, do something bold, make a move, fire your manager, and let's keep it moving. Let's spark these guys in a different way. And I feel like that is not off the table if the team continues to sputter and you cannot find answers, Mike, because guess what? At some point, they're going to start looking at Double-A.
Well, there you go.
And I got to tell you, the architect and the guy that's built this thing and been consistent in getting the right players, right, I don't think he's going to let it get to that point. I think that's when they say, hey, you know what? This is not going to be our year, and we do need to make major changes.
But we were just talking about this literally during the commercial break at the bar. As a fan of the Braves, let me run this by you. I would prefer that Snicker plays out the string.
Sure.
And then in the offseason, they make bold action when they completely overturn the coaching staff. Bring in a new manager with a complete new pitching coach. No disrespect to Walt Weiss and these guys. A completely clean slate. And go outside the organization to do it. And they won't do that either.
Why not?
Because they just don't.
That's not true.
They just don't.
We haven't had that opportunity to do it.
But they won't.
If things play out the way you expect, let's just say they do. First of all, I would think that Walt and all these guys that you're talking about are not back anyway. They're SNCC guys.
Right.
They're not coming back anyway.
But you agree. I mean, I know what you're saying. Yes, they should and it could. But knowing how this organization works, it's always the comfortable fit. Now, I will say this, and I said it a million times between when Snicker got hired. I thought Snicker would be a placeholder until the team got good, and he exceeded all expectations. And as we said, the culmination of 21 was amazing. You can't blame him for 23. Nobody hit against the Phillies, and you had no pitching in that series. But, I mean, this guy, he's done some amazing work. But, again, every baseball manager who ever managed got fired. Okay? I mean, at one time or another. So it's just tough because, you know, you think of him as a grandfather, and you said it earlier. Georgia fans are Braves fans. Braves fans, Einhorn is Finkel. You know, they were dragged to the finish line over Mark Richt. You know, and I do think eventually they'll realize we got to move on from Snit.
Yeah. But
they fear change, and they don't embrace change.
No, but change is necessary sometimes.
Right.
And I don't know if that necessary is right now. 404-726-0929, but it may be. It may be soon, and I think if this team doesn't react and respond, slowly but surely we're going to find ourselves so far out of this that it's not going to matter.
Right.
And then you start to say, Drake Baldwin's our everyday catcher. We're changing this. We're changing that.
We'll start chopping Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy.
Those things will happen.
And for a team which, you know, is in the transition of getting more stock in your farm system, if nothing else, Sean Murphy could be a tool in that sense to go get some more stuff that you need, big picture. And I know people never want to hear a hard reset, but I mean, as we said, Max Fried, I don't know what I've given Max Fried a contract there. It could never match the Yankees, but Fried was a little bit banged up. But yet Fried, who was one of the best pitchers this organization since, you know, Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddux, couldn't get a deal. And then meanwhile, you throw money at Strider, and now he's coming up snake eyes. You know, Money Harris was a fan favorite. He's not hitting for average. So, you know, you've committed a lot of money and resources to lock up 1 through 9 and a big chunk of your rotation. It's not paying dividends.
Let me ask you this. It's Dukes and Bell. We're just discussing our Braves guys. A disappointing loss again last night, 8-3. And Strider didn't have it. And when I said that on social media last time, you guys lost your blank. He's going to be fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Why are you saying he doesn't have it? He doesn't have it. And you saw it again last night. This is not the Spencer Strider we know. You guys know it. 5.68 ERA. He gives up 5 runs like that. He's giving up home runs.
Right.
But again, that's not this dude.
But this goes back when I asked you about Rick Kranitz. And who is there somebody in the minor leagues? Is there somebody you could bring up from the minors to help him? Because, okay, you used to throw 99 to 100. You can't do that anymore. And you're trying to put that stuff over the plate, and you don't have the velocity to get by hitters. And they're teeing off on
you. They're teeing off on you.
And the slider, to his own, he admitted it last two starts, he has a 1 in 3 chance of knowing where that slider's going. So, you know, that slurve slider he throws.
I'm with you. So let me ask you this, though, about Snit, because this is where the conversation is. Because, you know, listen, we made fun, but it kind of needs to be made fun of. Our manager has no answers right now. He literally attempted to answer a question and was stuttering and stammering all over the place. They know. What do you want me to do? Like, that's where he's at. The question I'm asking, Mikey, is
you almost wish he'd be like John McKay, the old Bucks coach, Rich's dad.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, like, how do you feel about the execution of your team's offense? I'm all for it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you almost wish he would just say, like, well, guys, you saw it. We're lacking in hitting. We're making it for it. No starting pitching.
That's right.
But he's never going to throw his players under the bus. So that's why he hams and haws.
No. My point about this is, if you're ready to move on from him, but yet you know the job that he's done has been a quality job, and yet he's not changed his approach, how much can you actually put on him? If he has not changed anything, and we've been this good for the last 7 years,
right,
and we've won a World Series within that time frame, and again, were the players better? Were we better with Dansby and Freddie? I don't know. They're gone. Both of their teams are winning. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. Yeah. The Cubs are rolling. They're 15 games over 500. The Dodgers are rolling. So maybe the team was better. But regardless, he still won. And then they left, and we were winning. And we had, you know, an unbelievable offensive year. I guess my point is, if for everybody that may be with Mike right now and saying that, he's not changed anything. How much can you honestly put on him when this approach has worked and it's been productive and these guys have responded? So as much crap as I'm giving Snit, I'm just saying the other side of that is maybe, guys,
right,
this team is just not that good.
Right. Again, as we said, you know, Austin Riley's not, you know, he's having a, not by his standard, not having a great year right now, but it's early days. You know, Olsen, we've talked about him. If you're into OPS, he's your guy. If you're into clutch RBIs, he's not your guy. You know, so, I mean, that's, you know, 2023, guys, I think we could all agree, was an anomaly. That was an aberration. you know, Ronald's amazing MVP year and everything. That's just – that's ancient history as well. And then, unfortunately, what did that year coincide with? Having 2.5 starting pitchers to go up against the Phillies, and then you couldn't hit all of a sudden
right.
against the Phillies. So I just think, you know, just like with Bobby, you know, Cox, we used to debate, and I used to say on the radio, other organizations would say – all this talent, one of the top five teams in baseball year after year, wouldn't you maybe change the approach if you could only get one World Series at, you know, at one point in 10 years or 15 years? But they know it. This is a very conservative organization. It's a very to a point, it's getting better, very conservative sports town that doesn't embrace a lot of change. I was talking earlier about Georgia. It took them forever to cut bait on Mark Richt because the old argument, well, you don't know how bad it was and Donnan was here, Ray Goff. It's like that's like the most ridiculous, pathetic argument. But now I think you look at the Braves and say, okay, do you feel that – is there anybody else in Major League Baseball can come in and maybe push the right buttons, get more out of this team?
That's a good question.
You know, or do you say, we've misfired on these contracts, and maybe it's time when Snicker steps away, we blow this thing up and we restock the farm system and we get back to championship baseball in a couple of seasons. They'll never do that. Liberty Media – I'm sorry, the Braves now own – the majority of shareholders are all Liberty Media people. But the Braves management won't do that either, I don't think.
Okay. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. I told you I was going to play a rant. Mike and I talked about Tom Thibodeau being fired by the Knicks. This is Mad Dog. I think this was on the Get Up show or whatever the show was. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted you to hear this because he thinks the Knicks screwed this up, Mike. And I think a lot of people feel that way. Whether you like Tibbs' style or not, guys, if we, as we did, went to the Eastern Conference Finals in 21, and a week later, less than a week later, we had fired Coach Bud – at that time, like, you know, everybody would have been losing their minds. It just kind of doesn't make sense. Either way, here's Mad Dog ranting about the firing of Tom Thibodeau.
And I don't want to hear everybody say, well, you know, he's one of these guys who takes you to a certain level and you can, you know, but he can't take you all the way. Oh, nonsense. Take you to a certain level. Anybody who knows anything about basketball knows that Indiana had better players and more of them than the Knicks did. Much more of them. Much more of them. And everybody knows who follows, who sees, who watches the NBA, knows if Anthony Towns or OG make a free throw, or if God didn't let the ball bounce in with Halliburton's 3 or 2 at the end of game one, the Knicks would have won that series. But this is about Dolan. Don't let anybody hear you. Don't let anybody in America hear you say, oh, this is Leon Rose. Nonsense. Nonsense. Rose and Thibodeau are tight. He's his agent. This has got nothing to do with it. You think Rose wanted to fire Tom Thibodeau after he got to a conference final? But Rose doesn't have any power there. Dolan does. He sits on the baseline with the dopey hat on, thinking that he knows something about, but he wouldn't even know who George Mikan is. He knows nothing. He's there because his old man was a brilliant businessman, and he took over. That's what this is all about. Oh, my God. It's the guy that ran Marv Albert out of the building.
That's true. I love now again. I love this rant again. If you don't know who he's talking about, James Dolan's father started Cablevision.
That's right,
and big multimedia conglomerate. And James Dolan is an absolute jerk. That's the guy who got in the beef with Charles Oakley at the Garden. He's a megalomaniac owner who has a crappy rock band. He makes his employees have to listen to at the Christmas party. And I'm with, again, Mad Dog is on point. You know how I feel about nepotism. Some guys get in the family business and improve it, and some guys are the idiot son. Dolan is the idiot son.
Yeah, Mad Dog's right about this aspect of this firing. Whether you agree with it or not, it's like, who's running this thing? And by the way, the Knicks, before Tibbs got there, hadn't been in the playoffs forever. Like, you know, everybody talks about the NBA needing the Lakers and the Knicks to be good. The Knicks hadn't been good in a long time. And the NBA's been fine. And so it's just interesting now when they get good, or at least it feels like, hey, they're going to be in the mix. Because, again, I don't think they get back to this spot. I don't think they're built in a way that that they're going to be able to make this run again, Mike.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there. It's an interesting tidbit when you talk about how teams are run. And this gets back to our team. This is why I wanted to play this for you. What is Tony Ressler going to do? See, we're on the other side of this. We haven't won anything, and we've been in the play-in for X amount of years, 4 years, about to be 5 years if we come back this next season and do it again. And on the opposite side of this, our owner, unlike their owner, who's making rash decisions that I think, you know, nobody is saying in the building, hey, slow down.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We need to think about this for a second. Oh, we need to fire him. Who in our building is saying, Tony, we've got to go and improve, and as I said, Mike, go all in
right.
And go spend some money, and let's get our team better. We could win the East next season.
I'd like to think that Ressler has a handle on this, but again, why should I have confidence in Tony Ressler 4 years of the play-in and his son meddling in the business and not really sure what he knows what he was doing? But Dolan, yeah, I think Dolan, that's an overreaction to the choke job in game one.
It is.
And he made an emotional decision.
It is. 404-726-0929. We got to take a break. We come back. Don't go anywhere. Because where is Julio? It's Dukes and Bell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.